Democrats have called for a full congressional hearing into allegations of corruption in Iraq under the old U.S.-run provisional authority. They say corruption ranged from overcharging to poor planning and mismanagement. According to officials of Iraq's interim government, the situation has not improved, and they say corruption by both foreigners and Iraqis is as dangerous as the threat of terrorism. This will be one of many challenges facing the new government. NPR's Ann Garrels has more in this report from Baghdad.
At a Baghdad gas station, frustrated drivers now wait up to 18 hours to fill up their tanks. The shortage of gas at the pumps is partly due to insurgent sabotage. But Abu Hassan, one of those waiting in line, says corruption is making it worse.
Tankers leave the refineries headed for the gas stations, but they go elsewhere where they can sell the gas for higher prices.
And corruption at the gas station fuels anger even more. The line hasn't moved for hours as some drivers zip in front because they have an in, or have bribed station workers, or the very police who are supposed to be stopping the corruption. Muhammad Ali Kamal is at his wit's end.
There is no state. Nobody punishes them. There's no supervision.
Gas is cheap in Iraq, so officials, tanker drivers, and gas station owners smuggle what they should be selling at home to neighboring countries where the price at the pump is much higher. One solution would be to raise domestic prices, just one of many controversial economic reforms the new government will have to consider. A 69-year-old taxi driver says he can barely make a living with prices the way they are now.
Look at my car. It's 1979 model. It's worn out, and so am I, but I have to feed my wife and children.
At the nightly briefing for the U.S. 1st Cavalry Division, corruption is a regular issue. Officers say it's hampered reconstruction efforts, resulting in inflated prices, shoddy workmanship, and delays. Take the new hospital a battalion helped build. Before it can open, the Ministry of Health is insisting all the medicines in the clinic be moved elsewhere, re-inventoried, and then returned. Colonel Steve Lanza suspects this absurd demand is simply a ruse to siphon off pharmaceuticals so they can be sold under the table.
Now, the pharmaceuticals are already in the clinic. We're ready to go to work. Let the doctors, the Iraqi doctors, start seeing Iraqi patients, one of the many ways to fight the insurgency.
Lanza compares the situation here with the corruption that followed the breakup of the Soviet Union. Audits last month by the U.S. Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction gave a scathing assessment of the U.S.-led occupation authorities' handling of more than $20 billion of Iraq's own money. It concluded the lack of oversight led to rampant corruption. And Hussein Shahristani, a leading member of the Shiite alliance which won the recent elections, says the pattern set by the occupation authority has become the norm.
If you are going to win a government contract, then you have to beef up your price to include very high percentages for the commissions to the foreign handlers of these contracts and also to the Iraqi counterparts.
Iraqi judge Radi Hamza Radi heads up Iraq's Integrity Commission, formed last summer to investigate corruption. He proudly displays a fat dossier representing one of the cases his team has uncovered, a scam involving millions of dollars in which Iraqi officials submitted inflated receipts for out-of-date generators bought in Europe. Two more cases involve Americans. However, under a law passed by the U.S.-led occupation administration, he cannot prosecute foreigners working with the coalition. He hopes that will change with the newly elected National Assembly. Every day, his hotline gets dozens of calls.
They receive tips on mobiles, and also we have a landline here. They type the information on computers and print them out, take them to me, and then I distribute to the investigators.
But Judge Hamza is still short of trained investigators, and those he has have been threatened. And the more successful he is at bringing cases to court, the more threats he anticipates. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.